This past week brought the first real taste of spring or maybe even summer weather to the Northeast. Along with that lovely warmth came something less desirable, though. Air quality alerts. From Connecticut to southern Maine, ozone levels midweek rose to points the EPA considers unhealthy for those with asthma or other lung conditions. EPA's Northeast Regional Administrator Alex Dunn joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you so much, Heather. It's great to be here.
EPA monitors a lot of different types of air pollution. The alerts this past week specifically related to ozone. And this happens every summer. What is the connection between warmer weather and higher ozone levels?
So ground-level ozone, or what most of us think of as smog, forms when volatile organic compounds and oxides of nitrogen interact in the presence of strong sunshine, particularly when the temperatures are high. So as you mentioned, this week we had our first warm day, a lot of sunshine, and unfortunately, ground-level ozone issues.
Okay, but it's not just the sunshine. You mentioned volatile organic compounds and oxides of nitrogen. Where do those come from?
Those come from cars, trucks, and buses. At least the majority of them do. So that's the pollution that releases volatile organic compounds and oxides of nitrogen, and that is the precursors to ozone. We can also find those same compounds from fossil fuel burning electric power plants, which we have in New England, particularly on hot days. They also generate smog-forming pollution.
The warnings and actually where the higher levels actually happened midweek seemed to really kind of follow the coast for the most part. Like I said, all the way from Connecticut up to southern Maine. Is that where we see the most of this pollution, or is there something else going on at the coast that exacerbates this problem?
Well, the problem can occur anywhere, and it has to do with air patterns and how the air is moving. So this week, we had air quality issues on the coast due to the air patterns. But the next time, they could be elsewhere. So it's not always going to happen on the coast.
On a longer-term scale, though, the American Lung Association does these air quality report cards. And looking at the county level within Massachusetts, I mean, it's really spotty, anywhere from a B to a D on ozone levels with no really clear geographic pattern to that. Any idea why that is?
Well, we have a lot of people using cars, driving, using their small gasoline-powered engines, their lawnmowers, string trimmers, chainsaws, air compressors, and leaf blowers, also using more air conditioning. So you might see concentrations where you have more urbanized areas and more people using all of that equipment along with the cars, buses, and trucks. You're going to get quite a combination in the air.
For years, we've heard that some of our air quality issues here in New England are because we're downwind of major power plants in the Great Lakes region. Stuff essentially just the jet stream carries it here to us in New England. But it sounds like this is really a locally generated problem, not something that we're getting from elsewhere.
Well, the solution to better air quality really requires action at all levels. So certainly we want areas outside of New England to be focusing on what they can do to burn cleaner fuels and to reduce air transport. And then we want to do what we can within New England to improve our own air quality. And there are positive trends, despite the fact that on our first warm day here in New England, we did have an air quality alert day.
So what are some of those positive trends and what's happening to try to improve our air quality?
Well, we have been able to document that since the mid-1980s, if we use today's standard for ozone, we would have had around 90 days exceeding the standard, with the high being in 1983 with 120 days. But last year, in 2017, we only exceeded the current ozone standard 25 days.
Wow. Well, so that's definitely an improvement. But if this is a warm weather, sunny weather issue, does this get worse as global temperatures rise?
Well, certainly we're going to see dramatic fluctuations from year to year. Weather conditions are definitely the variable. Some summers are very hot. and others are less warm or more rainy. Certainly, the long-term trend shows that our work to improve air quality is working, but we do have to be ready for changes with the climate.
That's Northeast Regional Administrator for EPA, Alex Dunn. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Up next, the pros and cons of using a DNA testing service to catch a killer. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.